Number 407. His name is Wonder. Isaiah 9:6. It is important to believe in him whose name is Wonder. The fact that his name is Wonder means that he does wonders. He does them constantly. Not only does he turn water into wine and similar miracles, but most of all, he would much rather perform miracles within us. This is quite simply because of the fact that he is God. To believe in God means to believe in wondrous works, in miracles. The sad thing is that people, also God's people, are extremely extroverted, so to speak. All their thoughts and interests revolve around external things. If there is talk about miracles, people immediately think of something external, strictly external things. Faith in the virgin birth ought to teach us and strengthen us to believe in wonders within us, that something divine can be born and created in heart and mind without the will or the strength of the flesh, without the will or the strength of man, by supernatural means, totally apart from our insufficiency and lack of power as human beings. All our vain attempts do not prove that this is impossible. It simply proves that our own strength is insufficient. Because God does wonders, and he does them gladly, it succeeds anyway. Glory to God. Do we have reason to believe in full victory to the uttermost? Yes, believe in wonders, in miracles. Believe that one miracle will follow another in your inner man. Then something glorious and divine will come into being in your inner man. And this will necessarily result in miraculous results on the outside, in daily life, in the difficulties of life. Believe in virgin births. In other words, man's power is utterly superfluous. Walk in this uninterrupted faith that wonders are occurring in your life and you will not be disappointed. Then both you and others will constantly have reason to say, yes, it is truly a miracle.